tuition fees. That business meeting. The contract with the cleaning firm. The tender documents to be completed. The monthly furniture payment. The electricity bill. The phone bill. The changes in the blueprint the architect needs to be told of. The final day of the insurance policy. The tax bill which needs to be paid. The shopping. How many things there are which we say we must definitely not forget during the course of the day. You might have made a note or placed a reminder somewhere so as not to forget about any of them. At times, even the thought of forgetting is worrying. Yet what would you do if we told you that you had forgotten things which are incomparably more important than any of these? One day you came into the world. First, you had your school days. Then adulthood. You had a job, friends, and family. You may also have had a house, a car, children, and naturally, responsibilities. As you think about these, do you also consider fundamentally far more important matters? What am I living for? Where is my life going? How well do I know my Creator, God? Am I fulfilling my responsibilities towards Him? What is more, do you always bear these questions and the answers to them in mind? Man is forgetful. Unless he uses his will, he will turn away from these important questions which he really should be concentrating on. What we are referring to here, of course, is not the ordinary kind of forgetting which happens to us in our daily lives. It is rather the indifference which emerges as the result of a person's failing to think about, give his attention to, or else ignoring the truth, despite being well aware of it. Let us now see what these important issues, which people are capable of forgetting, actually are. Bunları görelim. The most important subject which a person may forget is that everything has a creator, and he is responsible to him. God reveals this responsibility in the Quran. I only created jinn and man to worship me. Indeed, man's most important responsibility is to worship God in the appropriate manner. Most people think they can avoid this fact by forgetting about it. Forgetting, however, does not absolve a person of his responsibilities. Sooner or later, a person will taste death, appear before our Lord to render account, and, as a result, live for eternity in either heaven or hell. The existence of a flawless order in the universe is an undeniable fact. Each of the 300 million or so galaxies contains some 300 million stars, and each is in perfect equilibrium. God created this order, and He maintains it every moment. God created the world we live on with the most suitable conditions for life. The distance of the Earth from the Sun, the level of oxygen in the atmosphere, the strength of the force of gravity, and hundreds of other sensitive balances essential for living things were regulated and arranged by God. He reveals this truth in a verse of the Quran. He makes night merge into day and day merge into night. And He has made the sun and moon subservient, each one running until a specified time. That is God, your Lord. The kingdom is His. Those you call on besides Him have no power over even the smallest speck. Everything on the face of the earth stands in need of God. Someone you regard as very important or possessed of great power, whom you magnify in your eyes, actually possesses not the slightest power of his own. That being the case, fearing or respecting a human being in the way one should fear God, or loving another human being in the way one should love God, constitutes the terrible sin of ascribing partners to him. Some people set up equals to God, loving them as they should love God. But those who believe have greater love for God. But those who believe have greater love for God. If only you could see those who do wrong at the time when they see the punishment, and that truly all strength belongs to God, and that God is severe in punishment. A person who grasps this truth understands that no entity apart from God needs to be feared. He knows that there is nobody worthy of being feared, needed, or submitted to apart from God. He will try to earn the good pleasure of God. God is very close to all human beings and encompasses all. He is with you as you watch this film. He sees you and knows what you are thinking. It is revealed in the Quran that nothing can be hidden from Him. You do not engage in any matter or recite any of the Quran or do any action without our witnessing you while you are occupied with it. Not even the smallest speck eludes your Lord, either on earth or in heaven. Nor is there anything smaller than that, or larger, which is not in a clear book. It was 1400 years ago. a distorted view of religion prevailed on the Arabian Peninsula. The Arabs were blindly devoted to their traditions. For instance, when a girl child came into the world, they imagined that a great tragedy had happened. They would raise her with contempt. A more widespread practice was to kill a girl child by burying her alive in the sand. This perverted view is revealed in the Quran. When one of them is given the good news of a baby girl, his face darkens and he is furious. He hides away from people because of the evil of the good news he has been given. Should he keep her ignominiously or bury her in the earth? What an evil judgment they make. God revealed the Quran at the time when such ignorant ideas and practices were prevalent. He also announced that the Quran was a guide for mankind in one verse as follows. Alif Lam Ra. This is a book we have sent down to you so that you can bring mankind from the darkness to the light by the permission of their Lord, to the path of the Almighty, the Praiseworthy. The Arabs learned and implemented the truths revealed in the Quran and soon established one of the most advanced civilizations in the world. The foundation of this civilization was the Quran, the Book of God. The Quran is the only divine text which has never been corrupted and shows the true way to people now, as it did to those in the past and will do to those in the future. It is an admonition, cure, and mercy from God to those who believe. We have sent down the book to you, making all things clear, and as guidance and mercy and good news for the Muslims.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
Believers who can grasp this important reality reflect deeply on every verse of the Quran and spend all of their lives in compliance with it. The answer to any question they seek is provided by the Quran. God reveals this feature of the Quran in a verse. We have brought them a book elucidating everything with knowledge, as guidance and a mercy for people who believe. Every human being is responsible for implementing the stipulations in the Quran. The day when people are questioned about their deeds in the life of this world, they will have to account for whether or not they abided by these stipulations. So hold fast to what has been revealed to you. You are on a straight path. It is certainly a reminder to you and to your people, and you will be questioned. Never forget that living by the Quran is the only way of achieving happiness in this world and salvation in the hereafter. Destiny is God's willing and creation of all past and future events in a timeless dimension. God has created the chain of all events that have happened or will ever happen, moment by moment, down to the tiniest detail. The beginning and ending of everything is set out in this infinite progression in His sight. Everything is over and done with. This means that people have no power or means to make any changes in their destiny. Let us explain this with an example. In order to understand the concept of destiny, you can think of a video cassette. All the scenes in this film, how long each will last, and the beginning and end of the film are all predetermined. It is, of course, impossible for any actor in the film to step outside it and intervene in it in any way. It is impossible for him to make any deletions, additions, or alterations to the film he is in. This is why expressions such as cheating fate or changing the course of fate, which one hears from time to time, make no sense, as in this example. A person can spend weeks in a coma, and it may seem as if there is no hope that he can be restored to health. Yet, his unexpected recovery would neither mean that he had cheated his fate, nor that it had been changed by his doctors. It just reveals that the time determined for him has not yet come. Like everything, this is, too, determined in the sight of God and is part of destiny. And no living thing lives long or has its life cut short without that being in a book. That is easy for God. Those who believe in the fact of destiny live in sincere submission to the fate set out by God in His infinite wisdom. Say, nothing can happen to us except what God has ordained for us. He is our master. It is in God that the believers should put their trust. Never forget, everything is under the control of God. And everything has submitted to Him, willingly or unwillingly. God has created everything in the world for a specific purpose. There is also a purpose behind your and the rest of humanity's existence. God reveals this purpose in the Quran. He who created death and life to test which of you is best in action. He is the Almighty, the Ever-Forgiving. A person will leave behind everything he possesses in this world, including his own body, and move on to the hereafter. That body will be placed into the ground where it will decay. The home or car he was attached to with such meaningless passion will also decay. Just like all other people, however, he will appear all alone in the sight of God to be questioned. However, despite this apparent reality, engrossed with everyday routines, the majority of people totally forget the truth of death and the hereafter. They assume their life to be confined to this world only. This error made by some people is revealed thus by God in the Quran. They say, "There is nothing but our existence in the world. We die and we live, and nothing destroys us except for time." They have no knowledge of that. They are only conjecturing. God has made clear the limits to observe and the behavior with which He is pleased or displeased. Accordingly, a person's conduct in this world determines his rewards or punishment in the hereafter. Therefore, every single passing moment brings us closer to either heaven or hell. All those you see around you, your friends, relatives, basically everyone living on this planet, will certainly one day die, as did billions of others who lived before them. To forget this truth marks a great thoughtlessness. Man, who is incapable of avoiding death, will most certainly die, for one reason or another, at a time and place unknown to him. Death is the beginning of one's real and eternal life. This is a life determined according to how one conducts himself in this world, and it is unlikely to be changed once death comes upon him. Death is a gate to bliss and salvation, if that person has spent his life to earn God's good pleasure. For those who turned away from God, however, it is the beginning of eternal torment. That being the case, never forget to strive to the utmost of your strength to attain the hereafter, before the moment of your death. Live every day as if it were your last, as it may possibly be. Human beings are prone to make mistakes. They may forget, fall into error, or take wrong decisions. Yet there is a remedy for every error made in the life of this world: sincere repentance. When we study the verses of the Quran, we see that believers are people who make mistakes, but who seek forgiveness by repenting of them. A believer who stands in awe of the glory of God tries to exhibit the best behavior at all times. You may perhaps have never thought about the truths we have discussed during this film. You may, on the other hand, have spent your whole life in a way which will be unpleasing to God. Yet, you can still repent in a sincere and definitive manner in a single moment. You may hope that God will accept your repentance and forgive you. God reveals this truth thus in the Quran. God only accepts the repentance of those who do evil in ignorance and then quickly make repentance after doing it. God turns toward such people. God is all-knowing, all-wise. There is no repentance for people who persist in doing evil until death comes to them and who then say, "Now I make repentance." Nor for people who die while they are disbelievers. We have prepared for them a painful punishment. No matter what your error may be, never forget to turn to God in repentance. Certainly, this is difficult except for the humble. But remember that such people will enter hell abjectly and will be dragged face first into the fire. On that day they will be banned from the presence of their Lord. God will neither speak to them nor purify them. Except for those who repent and believe and act rightly, God will transform the wrong actions of such people into good. God is ever forgiving, most merciful. Certainly, all who repent and act rightly have turned sincerely towards God. In the life of this world, God grants people a life long enough to learn from the many reminders He offers them. Essentially, there are many things that happen to a person in the course of his life that are to be regarded as reminders. For example, deaths being reported in the news or those we witness ourselves should be taken as warnings. By these examples, God reminds us that we too may also meet our deaths at any moment. A person can either bear all these reminders in mind and serve God, or may forget all this advice and cast it aside, yet without exception. Everyone is rapidly heading towards the day when he will have to account to our Lord. God, who never errs or forgets, will gather all people for reckoning. Never forget that a reminder that you hear may be your last warning from your Lord, your last chance. Verse 19 of Surah 59 reveals, "Do not be like those who forgot God, so He made them forget themselves. Such people are the deviators." If you do not wish to suffer the eternal torment, remember that the only way to be saved from punishment is to repent and to become a true servant of God. Sakın aklınızdan çıkarmayın.